You just like come on your table and then write their name like horribly with a Snapchat like marker thing. Just in front of a little too. Just in white.
I got a note with your name on it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Hey, Vic, you want to intro this thing?
Yeah, can you just... Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, because this is a family-friendly podcast. Welcome back to the Going Back Door podcast. This is the third episode. I'm joined by Todd.
Hello.
Dalton.
Hello.
And I am your hostess with the mostest, Mick. What are we talking about today, boys?
Gay shit.
Oh.
I think it's important. Todd successfully completed a 12-step program in the time since we've been
going. Yeah, he's sober. We sent him all the way to Malibu.
Yeah. So he tried to bring a preacher in here. He did kick the preacher's ass.
Yeah. Talk to Drew.
He touched me, bro, and I just went like autistic pterodactyl on him, bro. Hit him with the right wing, left wing.
Yeah, we forgot he'd probably have like flashbacks, get triggered.
It was like you learned the form from Dalton's Tinder picture, right?
Yeah.
Where he's all fucking.
Hey, it was solid form. Okay.
Crack craned out. Yeah.
You would have got me with a wonderful limp wrist. Just tossed it right in there.
I ain't never thrown nothing before. That's what that stance said to me, Dalton.
Oh, shit.
Okay, but no, first thing I want to fucking talk about. The Suns lost to a fucking Nets, and again, it's the one issue that I keep bitching about. They don't want to play fucking defense against teams that are actually able to outscore them, and it pisses me off to no extent. But beat the shit out of the Pelicans, kept Zion Williams to 5 rebounds only.
Oh, wait. So they lost to the Nets?
Yes.
And you're saying it was their defense?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I know it's incredibly hard to cut it.
The Nets don't play defense either.
Yes.
So,
well, if both teams don't, I don't even watch sports. If both teams don't play defense, then who scores the most is going to win.
That's why, obviously, yeah.
That's why.
So, like, maybe it's also their offense sucks too.
Okay, so I have to Google the Suns roster real quick. We should touch on. Your Suns also smacked the piss out of the Grizzlies yesterday.
I know. I was going to bring that up. Next thing.
128-97.
Yep. Yep.
Held Ja Morant to 12 points.
Yeah. Yeah, we
Now, I've
did.
Seen that man ball out in person.
Yep.
When he came here and smacked around old EIU.
Yep.
And that's impressive. But I'm going to be honest. I can't name anybody on the Suns roster.
DeAndre Ayton, underrated as fuck. He's doing amazing. He's balling out.
I don't
for
know
us.
Who that is. Oh, it's their center. Okay.
Yes.
So Devin Booker, Chris Paul, those were the only two I could name. Oh shit, Frank Kaminsky?
Yeah, bro, we gotta break the tank.
Wait, Frank Kaminsky? I thought
Frank
he was in New York.
Fucking
no,
Kaminsky.
No, I'm thinking of the big. I'm just thinking of the guard.
We You're steady rocking with Frank the Tank. He's putting up.
Okay, so you have
points. That's about it.
Legitimately, three players that I know.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, Devin Booker. Who else do you have for offense?
DeAndre Ayton.
Frank Kaminsky.
He's solid.
A stretch four who can actually knock it down pretty goddamn well. But okay. In the Grizzlies game, Devin Booker shot 71% from the three.
You just said that Frank Kaminsky can score. I'm going to go ahead and recap his last three games here. 0 points, 17 points, 6 points.
Yeah. That's all we need.
Okay. Okay.
Consistency.
That's fine. Big zero.
Big zero.
Who's your defensive guys? Etuan Moore?
Yeah, that's the problem
Chris
here.
Chris Paul?
Yes. There's not much defense there. I know. I'm sorry.
So they played...
Young team. They're 19-10 now.
They lost 128-124 against the Nets.
Yes.
And the Nets...
It was James Harden in the fourth quarter.
Straight balled out, yeah.
How much did KD and Kyrie have? James Harden.
James Harden had 38.
Okay.
The others didn't play.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. James Harden's the only one that played. You have a Joe Harris, who scored 22 points alongside James Harden. Jeff Green dropped 18 as your three top scorers for them.
So the Nets won handicapped?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This should have been probably a blowout victory for the Suns, looking at it, because they had everybody.
Yeah, we really should have ran away with it, but again, they always play down to teams that they should beat, and it pisses me off.
Well, that's usually a young team thing.
Exactly.
I know the Bulls are going through that right now.
The Suns have Jay Crowder.
Yeah. Mm. Hyper athletic.
Yeah. I mean, man, which, slaps.
Constantly. They have, that's their defense right there.
Well, but he dropped 15 points.
Yeah.
He can, I mean, he's still gonna get you double digit points every game. Score.
And I think back when he played with Marquette when he was in college, he was considered the star player and he played with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy Butler's overrated.
Against the Pelicans, Crowder put up
20. Would you like me to slap you in the penis, Mick?
Step on him.
Step
yes.
on
him? Yes, I would.
I bet. You won't.
Yeah.
I'm going to smack you right in the nuts.
Okay.
With
the back of your hand.
Do it.
With the back of my hand, yeah.
Do it like a man. Look me in the eyes. Dick. Look me in the eyes. Slap me in the nuts right now. I'll even bring this other eye down so it won't be floating. Come here. Come on. Come on.
I was going to say, how can I look you in the eyes?
He's just got to keep readjusting, just bouncing up and down.
Where is it?
Mick wears goggles right at here, an angle.
So,
it's like a chameleon.
Todd, who is Chris Chioza, and why is he on the Suns team when he played 11 minutes in that game and had one rebound, one assist, and 0 points?
That is my issue with the
11
Suns.
11 minutes.
Yes.
I bet you I could get 2 rebounds.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to hit my asthma inhaler 4 times. But I tell you what, I could get those 2 fucking rebounds.
You're going
to
get those 2 rebounds and 4 dicks in your face.
You know what? Disregard. He's not even on your team. He's on the Nets. I take that back. I take that back.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Most accurate sports reporting.
Like we're all not all just all time. Looking at the same screenshots that I sent in a group chat earlier.
Lit.
I actually don't understand. Like, this is a really even game, it looks like, except the Suns just have an awful field goal percentage.
Mm.
Wait, what photos?
In the Google.
Where you got, you're 4th in the Western Conference?
Yes, sir.
4.5 games back.
Yes, sir.
First, 4.5 games back from my Utah Jazz. Suck a fatty.
Hey, still better than the Bulls. Who got 50 dropped on their fucking head?
Did you see the game before that? They were down. Oh, who'd they play? Fuck, I can't even remember right now.
Yeah, you're trying to dick right, but it ain't working.
76ers?
No, it was before the 76ers game.
Oh. Where they got the 50 dropped on the
Pistons?
Fucking head.
Yeah, they were down at halftime by like 24 or something like that.
Came back.
And Zach LaVine like drug them back. They ended up winning. Win the game.
That's not what happened when they played the 76ers, though.
No, because they don't have any like big men.
Right.
What can I do for you, Coop?
Lori's out. You have an opinion? He's always out. He's always injured. And thanks. They had Thad Young, who's probably their best defender on it. And Thad Young's 6.
Let me tell you, I've never met an individual named Thad that I like, so I don't like him. Yeah. And I've only met one person named Thad.
You know he's top 10 all time in steals?
For who?
Thad Young.
For who, though? For just the Bulls?
In NBA history, I believe.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Look it up.
They're like top 15, something like that.
No, there's
that's what
no
I heard
way.
The other day. I didn't
see.
Look into it. It might be.
I'm going to try to do some goofs. Right,
there's no fucking way. He's only been playing for.
He's been in the league like 15 years, bro.
Yes, he has. I thought he was younger than that.
Yeah.
Career.
He's
statistics.
Like a sneaky old guy.
Wow.
You know a lot about sneaky old guys, right? Learned about that in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I hung out with your dad a lot.
Whoa.
Good try.
Now, Dalton, I want to know why Ryan Archidiakono
or Little White Hope
isn't put White Ho?
Little White Hope.
Oh.
Hope.
Why is he putting up such bad numbers?
Well, he's 6 foot.
Okay.
With like a 5'2 wingspan.
Listen, here's the deal.
He dribbles like this.
He's nicknamed the Arch of Dimes, Christ. And he represented Italy in international competition. According to his Wikipedia page,
that's
he's
probably
nicknamed
from like college.
The Arch of Dimes. I'm telling you, cut him from the team, but he's Italian, so he can cook a meatball.
I think that's why they keep him around. They're like, he's kind of trash on the floor, but he cooks some hella good meatballs.
Throw down on some spaghetti.
NBA nice. NBA history all-time steals leaders. Yeah. Is that the stat I'm looking for?
Yeah.
All right.
Thaddeus Young. I think he's 10th, I think is what I had heard.
No? Ooh, Dalton, you're fucking bulls.
He passed Dirk Nowitzki or something like that.
John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, Maurice Cheek, Scottie Pippen, Stocks. Chris Paul, right, Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon, Alvin Robertson, Karl Malone, Mookie Blaylock, LeBron James, Allen Iverson, Derek Harper, Kobe Bryant, Isaiah Thomas, Kevin Garnett, Sean Marion, Paul Pierce, Magic Johnson, Meta World Peace, Ron Harper, Andre Iguodala, and Fat Lever.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't Fat Lever.
That's what it says. Wasn't
steals. I think it was. That's it might have been field goals or. It was something 25. That he was like surprisingly up there on the
list. What is Thad Young number 10 in?
What is Thad Young good at?
He's one of those guys that he's got a multitude of things he does decently, but he doesn't do anything.
Okay. Okay.
He's a great role player.
Okay. Essentially. You have some dude on your team named Luke Kornet.
Yes. If we could take Luke Kornet out back and just shoot him, I would be fine. Like, he is such a giant waste of space on that roster.
Thaddeus Young. He went to the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
Second in the league in charges drawn?
Yeah, he's really good at taking charges.
That's all I got. That's all I could find.
He's good at...
Yeah, I'm not seeing where he's...
Are you just lying?
I think you just fucking made this up.
Young and
no,
the Bulls,
I heard it somewhere.
Young and the Bulls are making the most of it with Young at career highs in shooting and assists and either number one or two on the Bulls per minute in assists, steals, rebounds, and shooting. That's on the Bulls.
That might have been what I'm...
Plus, he's second in the league in charges drawn.
There was something that he had passed. It was like right behind Dirk Nowitzki. I can't remember what it was.
Those stats were specific to the Bulls, though.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to say, I'm not finding anything.
We've spent a lot of time on this guy.
Yeah, we're
you don't want fat fuck Thaddeus Young.
Yeah, I mean.
Who gives a shit?
And now he's a believer.
Anyways, Joel Embiid, 50 points. Yeah, I wasn't that upset because they're the number one team in the league.
He's currently leading the Bulls in steals this season.
That's what it was. That's what I was thinking.
Wow. But
he's been their best defender. Him and
he's
Garrett
considerably
Temple,
lower.
Kind of pathetic.
I think he's coming off the bench still.
Yeah.
And I just read that.
Their starters are very young. Our best defender probably in the starting lineup is Wendell. Wendell gets it half the time.
Oh, your best starter you think is Wendell Carter?
Defensively, yes.
Okay.
Offensively, like overall, it's probably Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Hammer. I feel that.
I mean, Zach LaVine still blows chunks, but...
Yup.
He's averaging 28.
These are good stats. This is...
28 what? 28 tiers a game?
28 points.
Oh, okay.
What else?
What, like 5 assists or something like that?
Okay.
I think maybe 6 rebounds. He's shooting around 50% field goal range, like 43 from 3.
Why'd they ever get rid of Doug McDermott? What Dougie Buckets ever do to them?
Not well.
I think that was one of those Gar trades where he was like, we'll trade him for... I think he got traded with Taj for Cameron Payne in the second round draft pick.
The man just comes out, knocks down 2 threes, goes home.
Yeah.
And then just doesn't show up for 2 more weeks.
He's like
he comes in, nails 4 more threes, goes
and
home.
And has sex with his mildly attractive wife.
He's like a chubby Kyle Korver.
Not nearly as fucking entertaining to watch or as good. But, yeah.
Like...
I'll let you have it.
Like, he looks like a 6'7 version of me.
Okay.
Damn. Anthony Edwards committed
a hate
crime.
Or you're like the Danny DeVito mismatch of Kyle Korver.
Yeah, yeah, that's an accurate one. Nice. How do you feel about the NBA All-Star starters?
Nick's allergic to it.
I know. I was a little peeved about the Eastern Conference one.
Well, you think it should be all Bulls players.
No. I just think Zach should have made it, but I also understand why Bradley Beal did. I don't understand Kyrie Irving. I think there's other players that should be over him.
Well, Kyrie Irving is garbage, both as a player and as a person, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, sage you, bro. You don't want that.
Right.
But
I'm trying to get exercise.
Exercise
honestly,
all your bad
I'd probably
vibes.
Lose some pounds. Have they announced all the players yet, or is it still just the starters?
It's just the starters. Still just the starters. I think this week they get to.
Okay. Who is the East's coach?
Doc Rivers.
Okay, and the West have Quinn Snyder. Yeah. Utah.
Wasn't Todd slandering Doc Rivers?
Yeah, I just said fuck Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, fuck him, right?
Fuck him.
I don't have a reason why. Just fuck Doc
just
Rivers.
Just fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
And his son.
So the Eastern Conference has Kevin Durant as their team captain.
Okay.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Beal. Fair. Joel Embiid.
Fair. They're both having great seasons.
And Kyrie Irving.
Whatever.
So the team is just like the Twin Towers and a bunch of other guys.
Well, see, those aren't going to be like the teams that play. They're going to do like a draft. They've done this the last few years. Where it's going to be Durant, LeBron picking the players for each team.
I thought they were doing it as whoever got to their conference this time. That's who they're doing. Because so many people didn't like the draft thing last year. But they're doing East and West Conference again.
No, I thought they were still doing the draft.
Because they're not doing as many players this year either.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. I thought I had heard they were doing
schedule and format. Here we go.
Ooh.
Exhilarating.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm just a dumb fuck.
Yeah, they're still doing it as like pools.
Mixed dumb fuck.
Yeah, I thought I heard that they weren't doing that. Oh, and they're donating a bunch of money this time.
And then who was the West? Was that Jokic?
Which, fuck LeBron. That. I'm sorry. Let's go through. LeBron James.
Ooh. Yeah, LeBron.
Steph Curry.
Forgot about that guy.
Yeah. Luka. Nikola Jokic. And Kawhi Leonard.
Damn.
So, let me tell you.
I think the only one that I'm kind of questioning is Steph. I think Donovan Mitchell should have been over it.
Oh, any goddamn day of the week.
Honestly.
But Steph is still putting up Steph numbers, so yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody else on that team sucks balls this year.
Oh, yeah.
But Steph is still going out there.
Terrible.
Right?
It's and the same thing out. With Luka and the Mavs.
Yeah. But Donovan Mitchell is a legitimate team leader.
Yeah.
And
he's
killing it.
He's very D-Wade like.
Right? Yeah. And he's going to make it as one of the reserves that they're calling him. But that's ridiculous. He should be a starter. I don't think Kawhi Leonard should be on there.
Yeah, he hasn't had that great of a season.
He has not.
He really hasn't done dick since going to the Clippers, right?
No.
Not really.
And
they were the number one team in the West for a little bit last year.
Not to fucking toot the Jazz's horn. Wait, no. Yes, to toot the Jazz's horn. Rudy Gobert.
See, Mick just thinks it should all be Jazz players in the Western Conference.
There are a ton of Jazz players that shouldn't be on it. Georges Niang can eat my ass.
Okay? You would put Joe Ingles in the starting lineup if you really could.
I think the
Not over Luka.
Not over Luka?
Not over Luka.
Yeah. I think the chick next door probably plays amazing defense. as far as the domestic violence play-by-play, I think she could bring a lot to the...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Boxing-wise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You need a bruiser on your team.
Yeah.
See, my big issue with the West is they've got Luka as a guard. And he's not. He's a small forward.
I think they technically list him as like a point guard.
But he plays...
But he's... Defensively, he shouldn't be guarding
points. They've got Steph and Luka as your guards. LeBron and Kawhi as your forward. So you've got a shooting guard. Right into my mic.
Right.
You've got a shooting guard... Three small forwards and a center, basically.
Pointed at your mouth. Not his mouth. Your mouth.
I mean, I just don't understand.
Jesus Christ.
How we could leave off Donovan.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably going to be on the lineup.
But he should be a starter.
He'll be in the reserves with Devin
Booker. What is
that,
Todd? You have a differing opinion? I'd love to hear it.
I don't know if I do.
You know what? And honestly, I think Devin Booker should make it.
Do you think Chris Paul will make it?
I hope not.
I mean, if
somebody's going to make it from the Suns, it should be Devin Booker.
Definitely. But they also like to play the name game, so I feel like...
Well, that's the only reason Steph made it.
They'll probably do it with Chris Paul, too.
Yeah, Chris Paul will probably be on the team, probably won't play.
But see, but I don't think they're doing as many players this year.
And then I think that... Who do you think is going to have first pick when they do gonna be LeBron or Durant?
I don't even know how they decide.
I mean, if it's LeBron, he's obviously going to take AD.
Coin toss.
Because I think how they do it. But if it's Durant, what do you think would happen if he like take Kyrie.
Kyrie's gonna bitch about it on Twitter.
Kyrie, he'll have a mental breakdown.
He'll get the sage out all over again and just start skipping around.
Like, even if he takes James Harden over him, he's gonna be like, "What the fuck, man?"
Okay, I would be like, "What someone the fuck, should, man?"
Someone should swap Kyrie's sage out with like a Roman candle or something. You know what I mean?
Or just stick a Roman candle in the middle.
Yeah. Stick a dynamite like a Looney Tunes. Yeah. Be a good Space Jam scene.
Yeah, he would never. Oh my God. Is he going to be in Space Jam?
I have no idea. I've heard about a sequel to Space Jam for like 10 years, and I don't know if it even exists.
It's
coming out like
2022, I think, and it's going to be LeBron.
Yeah, it's going to be LeBron.
I know at one point they talked about Blake Griffin. I don't think that is.
Look how that ship will.
I saw Blake Griffin dunking over like the hood of a car the other day, and somebody said like the lob through the sunroof was more impressive than the actual dunk.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they're doing 22 players in the All-Star game.
They're doing 22 players. Yeah,
24, a pool of 22 with a captain's draft room for a total of 24 players.
11 players on a team.
Yeah.
So
they'll have their starters.
Six reserves left.
Well, they'll have their starters, the bench, and then the reserve, which is people for like. If somebody were to get injured before the All-Star game.
Yeah. Which, of course.
Did you guys see Anthony Edwards commit that hate crime?
When he put his dick on that Asian man's face?
Yeah.
Yes. I loved it.
It was crazy.
It was great for America. We needed that.
He bagged the hell out of that.
That's what NBA players avoid, right? That's why whenever someone goes for a dunk, everybody just walks away. And like
Most of the time.
Because they don't want to be that guy.
Sometimes, like, there's guys like Birdman. He was known for like, I'll just try to block this.
And right.
He gets postered.
Right.
Like there's guys that's just their career.
They
I
just
guess.
Take the L.
Yeah. But
gotcha.
I miss Birdman.
Oh yeah. He was entertainment.
The neck tattoo
his career great. Ended. Real fucked up.
What happened?
He got accused of trying to be a kitty diddler.
Whoa.
And it was a fake account.
Mm.
And he just never got his chance after that. He was done. It was over. Jeez. I mean, he was nearing retirement anyway, but come on.
Oh, wait, so it wasn't even like a real thing?
No.
Oh.
It was all faked.
I bet the Raiders would pick him up.
Why would the...
Like, don't the Raiders have... Aren't they known for, like, picking up...
All their fans have felonies, but I don't know...
yeah,
I don't know the
joke.
I don't think they want to mess with kid diddling.
That's a whole different sport.
Drafting actual felons. I don't
Subway
know about
might
that.
Hit him up.
Yeah, Subway might be interesting.
Well, I mean, no, you know, there are tons of, you know, Ray Rice... Not Ray Rice. Ray Lewis stabbed a man. Ray Rice beat a woman and a kid.
Oh, in the elevator.
Yeah.
Damn.
Beat that woman's ass. In
the that was
shout out to the Ravens.
Was it Tyreek Hill that kicked that lady?
Yeah.
So, you know, there
she probably had it coming.
Right.
Dak Prescott.
Dalton's presidential campaign. She probably had it coming.
My grandfather was very disappointed in Meta World Peace whenever he beat that fan's ass in the bleachers. That was controversial.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I think watching it 10 years later is just hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking get him!
Yeah.
You guys ever get a good chuckle watching the video where he tried to murder James Harden and elbowed him in the fucking temple?
Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, my God.
Dude, I read this whole article about how, like, James Harden has permanent brain damage because you can see, like, such a severe attitude shift in him.
Oh, yeah. Because,
like, when he got elbowed in the head, he was the fear of the beard guy. Kids loved him. Yeah. He wasn't a fucking dickhead, and now he's, like, a fucking dickhead all the time.
Yeah.
And so this doctor was like, yeah, he has, like, legitimate brain damage, probably undiagnosed brain damage.
You know, we didn't...
He's got CTE award to James Harden this week.
Is James Harden this week's CTE award?
I guess we'll go with it.
Or Alistair Overeem.
Oh,
that's another one.
Alistair Overeem getting knocked out the most than anyone in UFC history.
I don't know. Haas might have had that too.
Sir, can I help you?
After last night with his wobbly legs.
Okay.
His wobbly tree trunk legs.
He was just too thick to fall. That was his whole plan the whole time. His thighs... were twice the size of anything else on his body.
Yeah.
He was just locking them bitches up and hugging, bro.
They look like tumors. It was crazy. What was dude's name? Haas or some shit?
Phil Haas.
Phil Haas, yeah. He was a dog, though. It sucks, like, because, like, that was a good fight and everything, and, like, but the other dude, like, couldn't execute. Like, he got him wobbly. He got him there. He got, like, 80% of the way, but, like, just
and
couldn't finish.
Lost the decision, which was super sad.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice to see Andre Arlovsky back in there. He looks pretty good up until the point Tom Aspinall just fucking ran him down after he got him wobbly. Rear naked choked him. It was kind of sad to see, but it's nice to see a new guy coming up in the world.
One time I put my dad in a rear naked chokehold when I was a kid and made him tap. Locked it in and everything.
Were you naked?
No, I was not.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you, he fucked around, found out.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Locked that son of a bitch in.
Fuck yeah, Mick. Beating up his dad. Hell
yeah. Fuck
yeah.
So we
were play wrestling, but here's the deal. I went hard.
Were you hard?
I don't think so. I was pretty young.
The real question was your dad hard?
Probably.
I'd have slapped the shit out of you.
He was like Robin Williams. He was just like, oh, yeah, I've never been choked like this before.
Oh, my God.
We've established that there's daddy issues on this podcast, just running amok.
I don't think I do.
We're finding them.
We're
digging.
One time, he fucked around, found out. That's all it came down to.
Oh, yeah. Mick doesn't have daddy issues. Mick has mommy issues.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. There was one disrespectful asshole. Charles Rosa didn't touch gloves, and he lost a decision. And I was personally so happy about that. I think you should always touch gloves before a UFC fight.
It's a goddamn pandemic.
Yeah. You want him to get the Rona?
They're rolling around in their own sweat and blood. You think they're fucking worried about the Rona?
Yeah, but should handshaking. Be. Handshaking kills. Yeah.
Were they wearing two masks?
0.9% of people. Yeah, were they wearing masks?
No masks. No. They, in fact, were wearing
They were wearing no mask. Jesus Christ. Somebody called Joe Biden right now.
You were
now.
There. You watched the fight.
Dalton doesn't remember.
I was, but I'm playing stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
it's an act. I made good tacos.
This whole time, it's been an act.
There's layers to this podcast.
Yeah.
It's layers of bullshit.
I'm getting a Grammy for this.
I'm so pissed that Grammy keeps getting this used.
Yeah, it does.
It's such a pet peeve.
Yeah, it does.
Jesus Christ.
Oscar? MTV Award.
A SAG Award.
SAG Award. Said,
give Jimmy Butler a Grammy for faking that flop. I was like, what in the fuck? I was like,
you're welcome.
Is that what actors
get? You're welcome.
Yes.
It's musicians, isn't it? Just to clarify.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Damn it, Dalton. It's not funny when you ask what it is.
Well, there's probably
some. You just
got to
keep being a dumbass about it. God damn it.
There's probably some dumbass out there that was confused.
Don't put our audience down to make yourself feel better.
That's the whole point.
You stupid fucks.
I'm sorry.
Well, we had like two listeners, and now they're offended. And they're gone.
Great job, asshole.
Right.
Fuck you.
Aleksei Oleinik got knocked out. By Chris Dawes.
Yeah.
Chris Dawes, 11-3, climbing up the ranks in the heavyweight division. Same with Tom Aspinall. I think they're probably going to end up fighting each other next.
True.
They're both on win streaks, and I think it'll be a damn good fight.
Yep. Was that the guy with the porn stash?
Yes.
It was?
Yes, it was.
Or the English gentleman with the porn stash?
Yes, that's Tom Aspinall.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ha, his name has ass in it.
He's an ass, man.
All.
Mick skipped
ass and
the,
all,
Mick
sir.
Skipped the free fight last night to go to work instead. He picked up an extra shift.
A bummer.
Yeah, he missed some bomb-ass tacos,
some
your boy.
Bomb-ass tacos.
The only thing I was disappointed with is you didn't get stabbed.
Me too.
That would have made it worth it.
Todd's house is very, well put together and stable. Like, he's got a good thing going.
So,
the outside looks like a nursing home.
You're so unstable and poorly put together?
Yes.
Is it your girlfriend that does this? Does she maintain the house?
No, I'm actually kind of a clean freak.
Oh.
Wow, really? Because you fucking look like you haven't bathed in 10 years.
I shaved my face today and bathed.
I didn't.
Ooh.
Look at this shit.
Do you wash?
It's because I know. This is probably a month. Right?
Whoa, jeez.
Well, you can't grow facial hair to begin with.
Hey, what is this? What is this? What is this right here?
What, you got pubes on your face?
What is this?
There's a lack of testosterone. Is that what's on your chin?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty low across the board, though.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We're not. The cumulative, testosterone count on this pod?
Maybe
most
four.
Of it's probably me.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You hit puberty when you were 10, but you didn't use it.
No, Dalton didn't hit puberty when he was 10.
Trust me, I've used it.
Well. Dalton?
On a large number of Kleenexes.
Like a sad. Divorced mom. Until about 15 when he hit puberty. Maybe 16. Right? Because he used to just roll up in his beat-up truck looking like...
This is the...
Looking like a 34-year-old mom whose husband had left her for his secretary.
This is the problem with doing a podcast with someone who knows you, right? Is like, he's just pulling up old shit, old dirt, you know?
Yeah. Man. I mean, I could be that petty guy and pull up old shit on him.
You're taking the high road, huh?
You go right ahead.
I was perfect.
We do have
from
that
birth.
We do have that laptop.
Other than the birth defects.
If you want, I am going to start an OnlyFans, and it's just going to be pictures of Mick.
You think I off the old computer he gave me?
Ooh.
With the you want a giant mouse
you know
wheel?
What? Yeah. You know what? I'll bring
maybe the baby harp. The baby harp's pretty fucking hilarious.
I'll bring out the Utah Jazz picture. I'll put it on our Instagram.
That one
with the jersey.
Do it.
No.
Do
I
it.
Have a flat bill hat. It's bad.
Oh. It's hilarious. So you pull that. Dude, you put that on Instagram right now.
I don't have it on my phone. But I have the legitimate original. I'll fucking scan it.
My friend didn't know who you were.
We'll hang it next to
Mike. He checked your Facebook and you were wearing a Jazz jersey. And I can't remember whose player the jersey was, but he was like, "Yeah, fuck this guy." Like, I don't know. Like,
wasn't it?
I think it's a Joe Ingles jersey.
Yeah.
I thought it was AK.
I could see.
Didn't
it.
You have an AK? Oh no, that was
the picture we're talking about. I had it's an AK.
Yeah. AK-47.
Andre Kirilenko.
Yeah.
God, I miss him.
Me too.
Is he dead?
No, he's the commissioner of the Russian Basketball Federation,
really?
Or whatever they're called
now. I
didn't
know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know if, like, you know.
But yeah, I love to pull up pictures of myself.
I followed him on Twitter the other day. Where's Ian's cancer? Has he been decapitated yet? Or
no, I think isn't he in Portland?
Portland? That sounds right.
Yeah,
I think he's
I hope
in Portland.
So. He just can't go home.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They'll kill him.
No.
Yeah.
No, he can't go home.
Yeah. So. He took
they
too
still
much.
Have his dad. They had his dad.
I held
as prisoner for a while.
I thought maybe there was a happy ending to that.
I thought his dad got out.
Yeah. I hope so.
His whole body or just his head?
Woo! Woo! Alrighty.
God damn it.
So
Mick coming in with the heat.
Turkey's a wild place to be.
Yeah.
Turkey's a shit food.
Okay, hold on. Fuck sports for a second.
It's dry as shit.
What lunch meat would you suggest people went for then, Todd?
Roast beef is pretty
good. The fuck up.
Ham.
Oh my God.
Okay, is it
eat a fucking shoe. Like, boil a goddamn shoe. Eat that like it's the Great Depression if you're gonna eat ham.
Christ. Now the best is probably either turkey or chicken.
Turkey or chicken, right there.
Roast beef is a close third.
Nah, fuck off.
Ham.
All right. Superior lunch meat sandwich. You go roast beef salami. That's all I'm saying.
Salami can eat my dick. It's disgusting.
If someone ate your dick, it'd probably remind them of salami.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like the fact that a meat is labeled as hard.
I got a meat that can be labeled as hard for you. So,
would you? Did we get the sponsor?
I wish.
Not all labels are true.
There's one time a year where ham is acceptable, Todd, and that's Christmas.
You shut the fuck up.
Thanksgiving, I think, is another one.
No, it's fucking turkey.
You can have turkey
trash.
And then ham for anybody who's not feeling, you know.
I can't believe
the season, I guess.
I'm not that big of a fan of pork in general.
I'm really not. I am the pickiest eater in the world. I really am not the one that should be talking about this. I don't think I've ever had roast beef.
You don't eat beef in general.
I had my first steak last year.
Are you kidding me? I can cook the best steak.
Okay, we're not going to get into this.
No, hold on.
But off of my friend's grill in the snow, I ate it with a pocket knife. And it was actually pretty good. But that's the first time I've ever had a steak. I have had maybe 4 burgers in my adult life.
What?
You remember turkey burgers?
Okay, I don't want to talk
about
that.
Okay, what do you
eat turkey
burgers
in high school
all the time?
They were potatoes.
Trash. Oh.
My mom you ate subside them. Off rubber. Of potatoes.
Listen, Cody, I don't eat that much.
Okay.
And I'm actually sort of active.
Okay.
The only reason I am this size is because all I eat is fucking carbs and like starch and bread and fucking chicken. Not good chicken.
Right.
McDonald's
chicken nuggets.
Chicken.
Okay. Yeah. Chicken nuggets, huh?
That's why I'm like this. That's why my body just don't function.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't take the chicken nuggets, just eat the breading and throw the chicken.
So like I did used to do that when I was a kid.
So you've never had an Arby's sandwich?
Ham and turkey and their chicken.
Jesus Christ.
I've never had their roast beef.
You just have no idea what a roast beef tastes like.
Mick is like a basic bitch of food.
So here's the deal. When I was a kid, right? My mom and my dad, they had me eat foods.
Sure.
And then I started to throw fits about it.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Now, I think that if my mom had just popped me one right in the mouth,
okay,
I'd be a whole lot better off. But she's a wonderful woman and wouldn't do that.
So what is the, are you
I want to hit you.
So are you like scared of eating a food or like,
I don't know at this
point. Or you just don't enjoy like.
Do you eat fish?
Because sometimes.
Okay.
Like depending on the fish.
I have a lot of texture problems.
Okay.
With food.
I feel you.
So.
Fair enough.
I'm worried about, I have tried ground beef. enough to know that it's a texture problem for me.
Okay.
I really don't like the consistency of ground beef.
But steak you were vibing with.
Yeah, I did fine.
That was okay.
Mick, I will cook you a steak next week. It'll be very good.
So,
yeah, that's...
And at this point, like, when I do try something, I straight up get nervous about it.
Okay. So, like, okay, like, green beans?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to... Something that you wouldn't eat. Like, something, like, normal.
That's
that
pretty you're just, fucking normal.
Yeah.
Carrots? I've never eaten asparagus.
Okay, I don't...
That's fair enough.
I've never had
asparagus
that.
Asparagus is honestly kind of trash.
I've never had it.
I haven't had mini peppers.
Mini peppers?
Like...
Bell peppers are fire. I crave bell peppers. Bell
peppers are gross.
A good old drop.
Bell peppers smell like dirt and dead ladybugs.
Yeah.
I don't know, dog.
So...
Get a brat with some...
Ooh! Never had a brat.
Never had a brat.
Never had a brat. Never had any sort of sausage.
Okay.
Do you not like biscuits and gravy?
I've never had gravy.
Whoa.
You've never had gravy?
I don't like sausage.
Brown or white gravy? Neither?
I've never had it.
No.
What the fuck?
It's just like mad savory.
How are you shaped
like that?
What the fuck?
You look like...
Do you just have like the world's worst metabolism?
I roll up, I eat a whole bunch of fucking potatoes and cheese, and then I leave.
Potatoes and cheese.
You look like a
giant
boy.
Rat.
Canadian poutine, or whatever that shit is. Did I say it right?
Yeah, poutine. Yeah. It has gravy on it, though. Fuck that.
What?
Fuck that.
You're not even down to like.
Fuck that.
Investigate.
Why are they so good?
Have you had a chicken strip basket? Do you just throw the gravy out from Dairy Queen?
Although now they let you do it with queso, and that's, let me tell you, that's fire.
Hit me with the cheese,
dog. They have queso at Dairy Queen? Oh, hell yeah, brother. They got those pretzel sticks.
I'm such a fucking,
why are we here?
I'm such a ketchup guy. Like, whenever you request ketchup at a place like that, they're like, yeah, we'll give you a billion packets. And now I have to do, like, 30 minutes worth of labor to get an adequate amount of ketchup to, like, eat
that
food.
Why can't they give you the thing?
The styrofoam thing, they take the time to put the gravy in it, but not the ketchup. Like, you fucking cowards.
Here's the deal. I was a teenager, and... My uncle, I think it was when my uncle had passed away, and we were at a barbecue restaurant, right? And I had barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And I straight up, I looked my dad in the eyes, and I said, why the fuck didn't you tell me that barbecue sauce tastes like barbecue chips? Right? Have never had barbecue sauce.
Mick, I'm going to tie you down and just force feed you a bunch of shit.
What kind of barbecue? Like pulled pork?
It was pulled chicken that I had. Okay. But see, like, here's I can do pulled pork now really well. I can do a lot of briskets at a barbecue restaurant.
Brisket is amazing.
I'll throw down for barbecue.
Brisket's amazing.
Yeah. But, like, roast beef don't look right to me.
I'm going to tie you down and force feed you so
color,
much food.
If it's not colored right, like, you know, like, when you smoke, like, pork, it's got that pink circle.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's a smoke ring.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Fuck
don't
that.
Don't like the smoke ring.
Fuck that.
Okay. So what if we, like, blindfolded you?
Here's the deal.
Yeah, what if we blindfold you?
I am so good at...
If we blindfold him, he'll get horny.
In situations like that, squirming away. When I was a little kid, right, it used to take 9 or 10 doctors to hold me down for a shot.
Whoa.
I'll kill you.
I'm scared to see I can restrain you right now.
I have rope. You've seen it. There's plenty of rope in
here. Yeah, let's not get into that one.
In the rape dungeon, then it's Dalton's house.
Whoa.
My childhood. There is no raping going on here. I want to make
childhood
that
best friend.
There's no penetration at all going on here.
My childhood best friend, we were fucking like arguing and like fighting. And so we started like wrestling and shit, you know, just like kind of fucking each other up a little bit. And he was winning. And I bit him. And he very calmly stopped and looked me in the eyes and said, "You can never ever do that again," because it awakened something in him, I think.
Like, his dick got way too hard.
It was like we're in the middle of a fight over a video game.
Where'd
or
you
something.
Bite him? Where'd you bite him?
Just the arm. Like,
it wasn't the nape of his neck.
No.
Like,
no,
inner thigh.
He was not my kitten. I remember that. He was just like. Never good.
So like I go to QQ, right?
Right.
I get pizza. At the one I'm at too, and they have pizza.
Okay.
I get the buttered potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then I go to the salad bar and I get shredded cheese and I put the shredded cheese on the buttered potatoes.
Okay.
Fire. You should try it if you hadn't had it.
Okay.
I will take a crab rangoon and I will break the corners off so there's not a lot of the filling, and then I'll eat that.
You don't eat the filling.
Too much of it? Gets gross up in there.
A little bit of texture.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just amazing.
Dude.
I remember we related.
Rangoons are
amazing.
Food.
Listen, I mean, it's bad.
Mm.
No, we're seriously going to have to just like shock your food system.
It's my only like weird food thing, I can't do anything like pungent. Like I don't do onions. Shallots are my onion replacement. That works out pretty well.
I thought shallots were onions.
The similar but different. Okay. They're like halfway like between onions and garlic, basically. But I can't do like fast food onions, like super pungent. Like mustard is like in that same category.
Oh, mustard's
like,
fucking disgusting.
Like I can't go.
It depends. Like,
whatever. My girlfriend fucks with mustard.
If there's like mayonnaise and ketchup and mustard, I can do that.
Because
then it's like nice sweet and sour taste to it.
Yeah.
I'm going on like anything vinegary. Like ketchup is pretty vinegary. Like South Carolina barbecue sauce, like a vinegar base. Like I'm into all that shit. Yeah. Like that's But nothing pungent. How about you, D Todd? Anything you want to eat?
Pussy.
Dick. Dick. No,
that's a lie.
There isn't a whole lot. It's mainly like just weird vegetables.
Such as like carrots.
Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
Not a big fan of.
Yeah.
I'll eat carrots. Like your basic vegetables, like broccoli. That kind of stuff. Okay. I'll eat that stuff.
Broccoli's fine.
Have you ever had stir-fried broccoli?
No.
It's fine.
Stir-fried?
It's
fuck good. No. That has sesame oil in it. Fuck that. My dad cooks.
Do you even know what sesame oil tastes like?
You're no. Just like, here's the deal, though. It smells so gross.
You're morally opposed to it.
My dad makes stir-fry at home, right?
Okay.
I have to leave.
What?
The whole house just smells like a fucking, just a, like a fucking sesame cesspool.
I hear you on like salmon or tuna or something.
Are you just a toddler?
Like,
basically.
Yeah.
Mentally, physically?
Yeah.
God damn it. You are this a blown-up toddler, dude, proportionally.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. Loud noises? Fuck, I saw it crying.
Like Indian food?
What? No.
No?
I'll go to the Thai restaurant. I'll get that chicken satay shit.
Uh-huh.
That's fire. That's
okay.
It. Rice? Fuck that.
Try the
Pad
chicken.
Thai, like noodles?
Nope.
No noodles?
Well, it depends. If there's shit in the noodles, nope, get it away from me.
It's just like chicken and
ramen.
Chicken and peanuts.
Huh? You eat ramen?
I eat chicken ramen.
Chicken ramen.
Think I'm eating beef ramen? No.
You won't eat the beef ramen?
Get that the fuck out of here.
You won't even eat the beef ramen?
No.
He's never had gravy. No, he's not eating beef ramen.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. Were you raised on a hippie commune with vegans?
No,
what the
my
fuck?
My parents are both normal.
No, they're not, clearly. No. They made you.
Well, yeah.
They raised you.
They eat.
Were they related?
Clearly. They had to be. Look at him.
My dad will eat just about anything. And my mom's really the same way. They're not picky eaters about really anything.
I'm so shocked.
I think what it comes down to is it's a psychological problem.
Probably.
Mick is an only child. He never had anybody to, you know.
I'm an only child too, but I'm not fucking weird.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like your dad. I feel like your dad was willing to like, you know, smack you a
little
bit.
I don't eat green beans because he forced the issue one time, and it's not because like they're nasty or anything. I'm just like stubborn, so like I don't eat them to this day.
That's how I am with Sloppy Joe, because I once had a lady at daycare that I went to try to force the issue. And it got she was like, "You're not fucking leaving until you eat this Sloppy Joe," and I was like, "Bitch, I'm smarter than you." So I picked the sandwich up and then I kind of tilted it back, dropped Sloppy Joe down the sleeve of my hoodie, and then she was like, "Oh, you ate some," and I was like, "Yeah." And then I went to the trash can and shook my fucking arm out, and I was like, "Ah, bitch." Okay, I'm never eating Sloppy Joe because fuck that.
You're gonna end up handcuffed, and I'm just gonna force feed you a bunch of shit.
I keep a handcuff key in my asshole, so
whoa.
I'm never gonna tell you what you ate.
Well, that's fine.
No, it would be interesting, like completely consensually, if we could like expand your palate somehow.
Like how you know I secretly
I
fed Dalton and
I do have
Cody
roast beef.
Deer
I'm not eating
fridge.
A goddamn thing in your refrigerator.
It's fresh. I also have chicken wrapped in
Dalton,
bacon.
I have literally
with
put
barbecue
beers
sauce
in taking beers out of your fridge, washed them, and then opened them.
There's no need for that.
It smells weird in there.
That's probably the cleanest part of this house.
Oh, do you eat eggs?
Working on it.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do scrambled eggs.
Okay.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
No runny boys.
And then fried eggs.
Oh no 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 no. That's the consistency of semen. Scares me.
Scares you.
What are you afraid of? You might be gay afterwards?
No, that's not it at all. That's just
food doesn't make you gay.
Yeah. Like what's up, dude?
Cucumbers get me a little weird, bro.
I can't look at eggplants.
I don't eat cucumbers, but that's just because what's the fucking point?
Do you eat pickles?
Yeah.
You eat cucumbers, then you stupid
fuck.
Well,
I get that, but I'm not
out
here
flavored.
fucking basic cucumber.
Pickles are on my shit list with onions and mustard. I'm not there. But
I won't do sweet pickles. I mean, I've had them. They're just not nearly as good.
Right. Did you ever have the red candied pickles my mom makes?
Listen, I would slit a man's throat for those right now.
Is your they mom were fucking amazing?
Like she puts red Kool-Aid in them or some shit?
No, my God. It's cinnamon and some other thing that makes them really sweet.
Dude.
And they're so good.
It sounds like you can fuck right off with that.
They're killer. Mm. They're like
I'm
candy.
Not trusting either one of your palates ever in my life.
She used to make green ones, too.
Yeah, the green ones were okay. Yeah. They were like lime.
I like both of them so much. I'm telling you. I would
They didn't taste like pickles.
Your dad got a smoker and smoked like an obscene amount of bologna one time. And it was granted it's the best bologna I've ever had, but bologna is trash food. Yeah. And I get what he was doing. Like he's like, I'm gonna learn how to smoke on like shitty meat, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's still like you're still white trash because your dad did that. Like
here's the deal,
you know.
I eat bologna.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And like I'll do summer sausage, won't do regular sausage.
I'll do bologna if I'm desperate.
I'll do a Slim Jim, regular beef jerky. Hmm. I struggle with it sometimes.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think my grandpa used to do jelly and mustard on like a bologna sandwich.
Oh no.
Yeah.
One of my uncles put chocolate milk and chili once. So
he belongs in prison.
Is he in prison?
Could be. I don't know.
Let's hope so.
I think he's dead.
I pray.
Good. Yikes.
Okay.
We don't need that.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't need that negativity of putting chocolate milk in fucking chili. This is why white people aren't allowed to cook at black people barbecues, bro. Because y'all do shit like this.
Like
you're ruining this fucking country.
Raisins in the coleslaw.
Y'all are white as fuck.
Yeah. I can cook though.
Who else uses walnuts? Who puts walnuts in shit? You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Bro, I had never
I'm getting heated about this food situation.
Yeah, you get heated about most things.
I do.
Your little boy frame just gets heated up and then you start yelling. I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was at Thanksgiving with black people and I had never had collard greens. And I swear to God, like my friend's mom stopped what she was doing and like made me a plate of collard greens. We're like, trash.
I don't know what those are.
It's just like greens. It's like the leftover greens from vegetables and shit like that. But they cook them up good. Like,
they're very good.
Yeah, really it was insane.
I've never had stuffing.
If you get the what the
you've never had stuffing?
Jesus, what the hell? You are the worst guest at anybody's house ever.
Wait.
Dear God,
was it a challenge for you to approach a vagina with your mouth for the first time?
Yeah,
bro,
were you afraid to taste that?
Did you hesitate, motherfucker?
Oh, does it smell like beef? I don't know if I can handle this,
bro. He saw the roast beef curtains and was like, "Oh no,
right.
My worst nemesis." Roast beef.
Mix, have you done oral? Okay,
bro.
I got an affirmative nod.
Well, did you wear nose plugs and blinding goggles? I'm surprised.
Mix terrified of black chicks.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, that's all Dalton's attracted to, but he can't talk to him.
Mick's like, I'm not racist, it's a texture thing.
Wow. Okay.
You'll eat another synonym for chicken.
I'll eat another synonym for chicken.
I'm
just shook. You'll eat something that's a synonym for cock, but you won't eat something that's
a synonym for cock? What
chicken
is happening?
Some chicken can be referred to as cock meat.
Have you ever had a
Who calls chicken cock meat?
Douchebags.
So you.
Have you ever had a toe in your mouth?
No.
No. Okay.
Do you want a toe in your mouth?
Back off.
Have you ever ate ass, Mick?
Probably.
Analingus?
So you didn't know you were eating ass? How does that work?
Because again,
you know,
I sleepwalk.
Were you raped?
That's not okay.
Jesus.
Is that why you only sleep 2 hours a night?
Is that why your mom locks
Dear
the door?
God.
Thank God you don't have siblings, dude. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of incest fucks running around here.
Already got one.
Yeah. You said babies.
Look at that forehead.
Oh my God.
Huh? I called you an incest baby.
Yeah. You are wearing a Mountain Dew t-shirt.
Ooh.
Fair enough.
West Virginia.
Mountain Mama. Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's any other foods I don't eat that would shock the shit out of you.
God damn.
Corn dogs?
No, I'll do a corn dog.
All at once. Do you just eat the breading and leave
no,
the dog?
No, I'm fine with most hot dogs unless they're boiled hot dogs.
Yeah. Which, like, right? Boiled hot dogs are trash.
And hot dogs are the most disgusting fucking food of all time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah.
They are better in a microwave than they are boiled.
Well, listen. Boiled. I could do boiled hot dogs.
Don't boil.
But there was one
food.
Summer of my life that I spent with, well, more than one summer, multiple summers of my life that I spent with a certain individual in this room where every day for lunch, we had fucking hot dogs.
Hey, don't look at me like it was my fault. I was 12.
Yeah, wait.
You think I was buying groceries?
That's all your mom had on the menu?
It was either hot dogs or we had turkey burgers.
Oh, and they were so bad, I threw one on the ground once and his dog sniffed it and walked away. And yeah. I watched that motherfucker eat poop right out of his other dog's asshole.
And I think
didn't even hit the ground. He scooped it up. And this fucking turkey burger, he was like, uh-uh, bitch. No. Right.
That smells weird.
Yeah.
Why does it smell like a tire?
So in my high school career, my mother switched all from red meat to turkey.
Mm.
That was probably the worst year of my fucking life.
Yeah.
I had so much turkey products, I forever say fuck turkey. To this day.
Have you turkey is like not that great by itself, as we discussed, but it's even worse when you turn it into other shit, like burgers or turkey sausage or something.
It's,
like,
it's turkey bacon
deserves to be put in fucking prison as a food.
Facts. It's so... Ugh.
As a sandwich with mayonnaise and lettuce, it's fine.
What? No mayo?
No mayo.
No mayo?
No mayo.
Fucking God.
What are you?
No mayo.
What the fuck are you?
A 16-month-old baby.
Yeah,
Jesus
Christ. That is exactly what he is.
Yeah.
God damn.
What are you for?
I don't eat deer.
Have you had deer?
I mean,
yes.
Okay.
Deer is, I guess, good deer for everybody.
Because I doubt anyone can cook around you.
Like, would you eat? Wait, you wouldn't eat a taco because you don't fuck with ground beef, right?
No.
Okay.
I'll do chicken in a taco.
Yeah.
I can't do ground beef.
Who does chicken tacos?
What about
Taco Bell, motherfucker?
Chicken tacos are pretty good.
What about refried beans?
Oh, no, that's a little bold.
Any beans?
No.
No, I'm the same way. That fibrous texture, yeah. I feel you on that one. But
listen, I go to a Mexican restaurant, I get fucking chicken nachos.
Chicken nachos.
I do too. Yeah, okay. Pretty much everywhere.
Feel that.
What kind of chips do you eat, Mick?
All.
Okay.
There's none potatoes. That you're like, no, fuck that.
They're potatoes.
Some really weird flavors. I won't. No.
Like sriracha chips. No.
No, I'll do those. But there was like
sour cream and onion.
There was like
Mm.
Here's the deal. I'm not eating sour cream. That's spoiled.
What? Oh, God. But that's dairy. You like cheese.
I'll agree with him on that. Sour cream's kind of gross.
Yeah. Won't do cottage cheese. Get that shit
cottage
the fuck away from
cheese is fucking amazing.
Cottage cheese is trash.
You put some salt and pepper on that bitch and eat it. It's amazing.
I have this weird thing where, like, if you have me, like, warm
it's too, like watery, then
warm
it's
mashed potatoes and cottage cheese, get a little bit of both on the spoon. Like, that's kind of a weird thing that I'm into.
I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah, you
can. I love mashed potatoes.
I feel you. Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna throw right up.
You don't eat gravy. You don't get to appreciate mashed potatoes truly.
I have eaten more mashed potatoes in my life than what you weigh. I once went to a buffet. Let me tell you this. I once went to a buffet. Okay, and all I had was 6 full plates of mashed potatoes. Okay, and then like 2 full plates of the strawberry topping for cheesecakes. And then I violently threw up on the side of the road. Like,
Jesus Christ.
I had to lay down on the side of an interstate and throw up.
I projectile vomited off. It was like a country chicken fried steak or some fucking Cracker Barrel bullshit, dude. I swear to God, I vomited like 8 feet laterally, like off of the side of a bed,
Christ.
Hit the wall. Like, dude, it was fucked. I do fuck Cracker Barrel for sure.
I'm so adventurous with my food choices. I tend to get food poisoning quite often.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, no, it's ass.
Last, not this Christmas, but the Christmas before, I was like driving home, and it was like driving like a super far distance, and I stopped at a gas station, and I rolled the dice on gas station pizza, and it ruined my Christmas. I was fucked the entire time.
Oh, jeez, cool.
That blows.
Yeah, dude.
Mick probably doesn't even eat pizza.
I love pizza.
Okay, thank
cheese?
God.
Cheese. Pepperoni. Here's the deal. I would also slit a man's throat if Little Caesars brought back their pretzel pizza.
Mm, okay. Because you like to dip it in cheese, right?
Dude, well, it didn't have regular pizza. It was a pretzel crust.
Had nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese sauce and then more cheese. I mean, just fucking.
Oh, but you
are
like,
you diabetic?
You like the Aunt Anne's
pretzels. No, how?
Not yet.
I know.
Like, do they come in? Every time you go to the doctor, they're like, is today the day?
I go to the doctor and they're like, you're diabetic. And I'm like, take the fucking blood, bitch. Take the blood. Because I'm not diabetic.
You don't have any issues with lactose, clearly, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever done like almond milk?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Are you on any vitamins at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
What vitamins do you take?
The one a day things? The men's multivitamin?
Centrum Silver. So the one that probably got like vitamin B, and that's probably about it.
And then I do
a bunch of other little shit.
I do another
one.
I do a vitamin D one.
Yeah.
Because my bones.
Everyone is vitamin D deficient.
You do want to be careful with the vitamin D because last time I went to the doctor, she was telling me it's like a fat kind of vitamin. So it sticks to your fat. Well,
if
you have too much vitamin D, it turns into like poison. So you want to be careful about how much you're taking.
Joe Rogan didn't warn me about that.
Yeah.
Your doctor can fuck right off.
Yeah, your doctor doesn't know shit.
Rogan said that the only reason that we have to fear COVID is because everyone's vitamin D deficient.
Where is Rogan's degree? That's what my question is.
I don't know,
man.
He's the most popular man in America. So
he looks like a giant thumb on steroids.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you know what?
He does.
That is enough to tell to sell me. Fuck my doctor.
Yep. That's all you need, brother.
Yep.
Have you ever done DMT?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Have you?
I tried it once.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a full dosage. Like all that happened, I hit it on a vape. Yeah, I vaped DMT. I'm that hipster. all that happened was like the room was like breathing on your boy. And then I giggled a little bit. And then like 5 minutes later, I was just back to normal.
Wait, all the lizard aliens made of
light
like
the
were
whole
like,
room
this
was
dude
just like,
vaped
whoa.
Us. Like, I'm not fucking with it.
It was all like a 80s wood paneling room.
Oh, yeah. That's the perfect place to trip.
It was a place that did a lot of cocaine, too.
Yeah. Wood paneling and cocaine.
Have you ever done drugs, Mick?
Baseball and apple pie.
The reefer.
Have you smoked weed?
The Mary Jane.
Do you want to?
The devil's lettuce.
No, you don't want
to? I've been in the room when it's happened.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I know that.
I think you'd be an edibles guy. I think we give him two weed cookies and see what happens.
I got some, like, weed pills. They're, like, real thing. I got them from the dispensary. Do you want them?
Okay.
Yeah. They're kind of... They don't really do much.
They're, like, 1.5 milligrams.
I tried one. It didn't do really shit.
Okay.
That's the thing about edibles is like they don't do shit, and then you eat two cookies, and then you're dying.
Edibles don't work on me. I've eaten a 1,000 milligram edible from Dabs,
dude.
And it didn't do shit.
My friend, we were hanging out. He gave me half of a Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie treat that was special, and then we went on a hike with his wife and children. And then, like upon like finishing the hike and the exercise, we got back
to where that hat belongs.
We got back in the car. And then we're driving, and his son looks up to me at a stoplight, and I make eye contact with the son, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm entirely too fucking high. We get back, and they're, like, they're cooking dinner and shit, and they're making, like, spaghetti squash or something, and she's like, hey, make sure you get, like, all of the squash seeds, like, out of mine or whatever. And I was trying to say, yeah, dude, make sure you do that. Like, be helpful, like, kind of thing. But, like, what came out was, or you could, like, choke and die. and completely it was just, like, I could not socialize off of this edible. That's the only edible I've ever taken.
God.
And that was the day after Trump was elected. So the day before that, I had smoked weed that came from the rapper Fredo Santana, rest in peace. So that was a thing. I smoked weed that day. The next day, I did an edible, insulted everybody around me. And then the day after that, I did bong rips with another friend, and I threw up all over his house. And that was the last time I smoked weed. Like, Jesus. I went on a 3-day pot bender and just, like, I gave it up.
A pot bender?
Pot bender, yeah.
God damn it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've been on a pot bender since I was 16.
Right. Yes, sir.
It's the only drug I haven't stopped, and it's probably going to be the only drug I will never stop.
Well, at least you stop with the booze. We all are thankful for that. Jesus Christ.
I didn't expect to drink one beer and then black out because of the new medicine. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
It wasn't one beer. It was one beer and like half a bottle of whiskey.
The thing is, I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
geez.
Was the whiskey cork sound effect in episode 2.
you can
count the shots.
You think our viewing is going to go down because we don't have the cork effect?
I don't know about the cork effect, but I mean, I think your guys' stats might put all the women that Mick attracted to sleep and then after that. Now we're actually having conversation. Yeah. So,
if you've made it this far, if you suffered through the stat numbers,
you're here for the gold of Mick's toddler eating habits.
Yeah. No, this is what we're really here for.
Here's another one. I just started eating spaghetti sauce and I do not put meat in it.
I forgot you didn't fuck with spaghetti when we were kids.
No, I fuck with spaghetti. Like plain butter and Parmesan cheese.
Right? Yeah, I forgot. That's how you eat spaghetti.
Okay, like, honey boo boo. Skinny and butter.
Can I get a gallon of butter on my spaghetti?
Yeah. Dude. Okay, what you know,
I know three Angelo's things of Parmesan cheese.
Dude, if we put you on a keto diet, you die.
I swear to God.
That's no fat, you shrivel up.
Like, I say, oh my God. Can I get spaghetti? And she's explode. Like, with just butter, right? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, a lot of it, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You fat fucking pig. You like yeah. that. You like that, don't you?
Give you that truffle butter, boy.
You buttered bitch.
Yeah, you buttered biscuit, yeah. boy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's two more fights I wanted to talk about. Sorry, guys.
Back to the UFC.
Okay.
A food fight? I'd lose most of those because I'd probably throw up.
Yeah, we just got to throw roast beef at you.
Okay, the Derek Lewis and Curtis Blaydes main event was fucking hilarious.
That was great.
Curtis Blaydes ran in there, thought he was going to go for a double leg takedown.
First thing.
Right off the bat. Caught a fucking right straight to the solar plexus, and his whole life changed.
Re-evaluated the situation.
Did a banana route to the side of the cage. Was like, oh, fuck, that was really hard, bro. And then came back in. And then round two, the same fucking shit happened. He went in for a takedown. This time, caught a fucking bicep to the jawline, and it just wrecked folded. His shit. He rigor mortised, all four limbs locked up, and then Derek Lewis hit him twice. Both times, his body did a wiggle, bouncing off the floor, and then back up to get hit again by a guy shaped like King Kong in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Bro.
He is a freak of nature.
He went stiff and fell over like if you exposed Todd to peanuts.
I'd balloon up.
For example.
No, that was a good fight. I fuck with Derek Lewis. Like, he's consistently been great, and it seems like he's a slept on heavyweight. Like,
yeah, and everyone sleeps on him because he just goes in there and explodes in one fury and knocks people the fuck out.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all he's got to do.
They just, like, can't, like, I don't know, his freakish strength shouldn't be able to carry you that far, and everybody kind of, like, oh, he's not very technical, like, you know what I mean?
He's
like,
smart. He's not technical, they're but
like,
he's smart.
He doesn't respect the game. He's just, like, brute forcing it kind of thing, but I don't think that's fair. I mean, he's been around long enough, and
this man's making fan votes out the ass because Derek, my balls was hot. Lewis is a fucking freak.
Fucking legend.
He can stone anybody in the heavyweight division if he hits them right.
Did he say his balls were hot?
He did. No, there was a fight. He got his ass beat for like three rounds. And then the last little bit of it,
he knocked out
Volkanovski.
I've seen that.
He took his pants off.
His pants off. And then Joe Rogan's like, oh, why'd you take your shorts off? My balls was hot.
Yeah.
And forever, a legend was born on that day.
Didn't he say some shit like, my black ass needs to do some cardio? Like,
yeah, he said, my big ass needs to do some cardio. I wasn't ready for a five rounder, but I will be.
Yeah.
And then.
Legend.
And then he starts going off about how Trump told him he needed to beat that Russian man's ass because Putin was talking shit.
Facts.
Putin probably was.
Probably, but it was fucking comedy gold on the microphone.
Right.
And last night, he got eye poked, and in a later interview, he's like, yeah, my eye was bothering me. I thought this man was eating Cheetos before the fight. Got some dust in my eye or something. Crazy. He started getting the slightest bit emotional in an interview. Cut that shit off immediately, like the hardest man on the planet. No, I just got something in my eye, bitch.
Yeah, they were like, oh, are you emotional? Like, da da da.
He was talking about how he loves fighting, and he loves how he's able to provide for the people he cares about with this.
Yeah.
He started getting a little emotional, because that's amazing feeling, especially when you just win a big fight.
Well, was he really emotional? He did get poked in the eye before that.
Yeah, but no, it was definitely a little sniffle, and he was tearing up.
For sure. But touching moment, nonetheless.
Like, yes, and it's always awesome to see Derek Lewis win, because I'm a big fucking fan.
Hands like concrete dividers, you said. I thought.
You're goddamn right. Hands like concrete dividers. Personally, I think he has no interest in being a champion.
Yeah.
I think he
might go after Jon Jones.
You said you think he'll present it. He presents a problem to Jon Jones.
He does, because Jon Jones was fighting weight class below that, where Jon Jones was just outranging and outclassing everyone on stand-up and was able to handle himself really fucking well on the ground. Derek Lewis doesn't need to do any of that. Jon Jones was the best well-rounded fighter ever. He never lost a fight. He did get a disqualification, but
no, there's just so many things about UFC statements that get made that I can make sex jokes about, and I don't, because I'm trying to be a good Christian boy.
Nick, sometimes I fucking hate you.
So, listen, Todd, sometimes I hate myself too, right?
I'm glad!
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Anyway, John Jones has potential to just get absolutely slept by Derek Lewis, because he's probably going to just go in there and think, oh, I'm just going to outrange him like I do everyone else.
Yeah.
And hey, do you have any cheese tapping in that fridge?
Without mold on it?
He's going to go in there and try to tippy-tap him, and Derek Lewis is going to hold out for round one, and then round two, going to explode the fuck away on him. From me. And put his jaw on the canvas. Now, what I think he's going to do is wait around for the Francis Ngannou and Stipe fight, and then he's going to call out the loser of that fight.
Okay.
Because that'll be a good hype for him to fight John Jones if he beats Stipe or Francis Ngannou, whoever wins that fight.
They made him call somebody out last night. Like, what was the name that he actually dropped? Do you remember?
Oh, he dropped... Oh, God damn it. I just said his name earlier in the podcast. Alistair Overeem.
Okay.
He dropped Overeem's name, which I thought was kind of fucking silly.
Yeah.
He obviously is going to knock the fuck out of Alistair Overeem if he lands a shot, but Alistair Overeem is the best kickboxer in the heavyweight division.
Alistair Overeem sounds like the villain in a young adult novel.
Wait till you see what he looks like.
Does he look like one?
Yes.
I swear to God.
But big as hell.
I could have sworn that the dude, you guys remember the 39 Clues book series?
No, not really.
Okay, I know Dalton had a bunch of them. They were like these books, and they were clues. And
Dalton can read?
Yeah. Well, at like a third grade level.
Judy B. Jones?
Yeah. And they had these cards, and you could solve these mysteries. And I swear to God, the villain was named Alistair Overeem. I'm almost positive.
He's 40.
That's a big boy.
He's been fighting since the 90s.
That's a
big, that's big boy.
That's a big boy. That's busted up.
Yeah, that's
the
one uppercut.
Oh my God.
You have a plate of
it's
meat.
It's not like the breathing is already bad enough. You already make slopping noises when you talk.
The mic is far enough away from me.
He's returned with a full plate of just roast beef.
And there's a little bit of chicken.
Dalton disappeared into the kitchen to come back with a sad plate of lunch meat.
I don't think frat boys live this rough.
You know what? This is not doing it.
It's rotten, isn't it?
It might be.
Oh, my God. Next on the podcast, fridge, Dalton gave himself food poisoning. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Your fridge is a science experiment.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long until sentient life grows in your refrigerator?
I would
fuck
it. I would think it's a couple months out, and then it's going to start fucking...
Yeah.
Then the nuclear option gets released in his fridge.
The elephant foot from Chernobyl in Dalton's kitchen.
So we're all pretty athletic gentlemen here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, peak performance. But one of my good friends asked me to bring up the most athletic story of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was my senior year of high school.
Yep.
Right? Prime of my life.
Yes, sir.
Just kidding. Of course. One of the worst years of my life.
Okay.
I mean, it's a...
it's a doozy.
Bad year. Making a whole lot of mistakes.
Everyone was, homie.
Huh?
Everyone was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I had this thing in high school where if you said that I couldn't do something...
You were
gonna do it. Goddamn it, I was going to do it.
Okay.
Right? I chugged a whole bottle of Mio on a band, on a band bus.
The little, like, you add it to water.
Dude, pissed blood red for like a week. It was bad. It was bad. God,
it dyed your kidneys red.
So, one of my friends was like...
Like Kool-Aid pickles.
Yeah, she was like, go drink out of that mud puddle. You won't. No balls, bitch. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And we were coming back in. We'd been out. It was a band class. We'd been out marching on the practice field. We're coming around the building.
Right.
We go in that side building next to the gym.
Uh-huh.
Right? So once the last person goes in, the director shuts the door. It's locked. I would have had to go all the way down the building to the front office.
Right.
So I drink from the puddle.
Uh-huh.
I get up. I try to run. Right? And I'm trucking it with my baritone. I'm running.
Uh-huh.
And they had just removed that stump that had been at the side of the building for all 3 years prior
to
my high school career. And they removed the stump, and they didn't fill in the fucking hole. And I caught that hole perfectly, and my knee buckled and made this audible pop sound, right? Like somebody had just fired a BB gun. And I'm like, this is it. I'm dying. And I fall, or I roll all the way down, protect my instrument.
Okay. Right?
Didn't get a scratch on that motherfucker.
All right.
And then I try to get up and I just fall down again.
Damn.
Right? Like my knee is, it's out. I can tell it's out. So I try to stand up again. I put pressure on it and I could feel it pop back in. I was like, oh boy.
Oh boy. That sounded expensive.
So I fucking waddle into band and my band director is like, are you okay? And I was like, perfect. And she was like, did you do something marching? And I was like, no. I'm fine.
Fell in a hole. I fell drinking from a mud puddle like a slutty gazelle.
Dude, I went two more classes, and I felt like I had to go up some stairs, and by the time I...
Are you eating a bowl full of marshmallows?
No. It's cottage cheese.
Oh, God. So, by the time protein, I bitch. Sat down...
Protein, bitch.
You're a freak of nature. Like, as much as Mick is a fucking mutant for not eating that shit, like, you fucking... Like, the shit you're willing to throw in your stomach at the same time is just, like, appalling.
Absolute crazy. You just took a drink of some whiskey, and now you're eating cottage cheese.
I have stomach...
Iron gut.
Jesus. Did it dab.
Too high.
Do you have health insurance?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, we pay for it, Mick.
You're gonna need it.
You fucking welfare queen.
Hey, heart disease doesn't run in my family because nobody runs in my family.
I'm not saying heart disease. I'm saying Facebook. When you have to get your stomach pumped.
I swear to God. Because the cesspool inside of you.
Oh, my God.
My stomach, I'll be dead.
We can only hope.
If you think I'm going to let you die, as long as I'm suffering, you're suffering.
Existence is pain.
Birth is a curse and existence is a prison. Right? I will drag your ass to Sarah Bush.
See, this podcast is all one giant suicide
pact. No.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about that.
No, so, you guys didn't know it was in the contract.
I definitely wouldn't
you
sign
you literally do not know how paperwork works.
You're right.
You have a lot of it, though. God damn. Jesus
Christ. You're an absolute degenerate. God damn it, Dalton.
So like I was saying, popped my knee out. By the time I sat down two class periods later, my knee was like three times the size of shit.
Oh, no.
And I got our teacher's attention.
Yeah.
Former football coach.
Sure. You
know? Yeah. I was like, hey, fucker. which I did. Dalton was in this class with me.
Yeah.
I sat in front of him.
Okay.
So I had already shown him, and he was like, that's not right.
Yeah, no, that's...
So I got our teacher's attention. He was like, yeah, you need to go.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll call my dad. So I called my dad, and I was like, he was like, okay, go to the office. I'll call them, and I'll pick you up, because the secretary was cool with
me. Yeah.
She was always wonderful. I fucking fell down the stairs, because I couldn't bend my knee. And now I am the expert at falling down the stairs.
Right.
I have fallen down...
Because you fall up them despite a knee injury.
Yeah, I fall up them, I fall down them.
Right.
I once, in the same school, fell over the railing and then landed on my feet.
How far was the drop?
Huh?
How far was the drop?
From the top, basically.
What?
I was... The stairs...
Second or third floor?
The stairs at the 400 wing.
Uh-huh.
I was two steps down, and I fell. And then went like one more step forward over the railing. Use my arm to catch myself, and then landed on my feet. Like, I can pull it off.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I went to the hospital, and my knee was one-third of the way back in the socket, and I had just been walking around with it.
God.
So
damn.
I had to wear a brace my entire senior year. Jeez. I missed my whole senior year of marching band. I had to stand on the sidelines.
Fuck.
Yeah. Ruined what was already one of the worst years of my life.
Is that where you had to do walking PE?
Oh, no.
No, you just didn't.
Oh, no. I had to do walking PE for a multitude of reasons.
Okay.
They made me do that my junior and senior years.
Yeah, okay. So, I got you.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Well, in dodgeball, not dodgeball, it was the, we played town ball that often turned into dodgeball.
Right.
We would just start chucking shit at each other.
Yeah.
I ran full speed into the wall because I was looking behind me and just fucking right into the wall. I had one bitch crush my neck.
Oh, yeah.
Thought I died.
Yeah.
Caught a frisbee with my mouth.
So for literally your own safety, they took you out of PE where you actually had to do shit.
Yeah, then they put me in walking PE, but I would still go and do shit while the teacher wasn't looking because I actually had a fun time in PE. Like the one thing that we did in PE was get violent. And right. if there's one thing I needed to do in high school,
it was to get violent. Dude, I remember the walking, like some PE class, there was some girl that had cheated on her boyfriend with another dude in the parking lot, like before school. And these like mean girls like found out about it and they were in walking PE. So it was just the cycle of every time they walked by this girl, they'd like ridicule her. Like, oh my God, she's such a whore. Like, fuck her. And like, they just ended up like crying and like ran away and shit. And it was like, it was just like so
But
fun.
Honestly, are they wrong?
It was just like a cycle of like bullying though. Like it was like on a timer, you know what I mean? It was so funny. I don't know. It was lit. I just remember that shit going down.
Shaming works.
There was this Mormon kid that we went to high school with, and we were in the locker room, and he lost his shit one day because we were like talking about something disgusting or whatever. And he was like, "Can you guys stop cursing?" And we were like, "Fuck you, Sam." Like, he just like immediately like, bro, you've got webbed feet like a fucking Labrador. Fuck off. Like,
you fucking retriever ass bitch.
He was sick of our shit. He thought he was really doing something.
We had a guy shit in his younger brother's locker, his PE locker.
Wow. Takes commitment.
Yeah. We talked about him in the group chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shit in it.
Yeah.
And so I had already been downstairs, so I was in there when he came in to shit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in the PE class with his brother.
When he found it.
Yeah, and his brother was late. So we're all upstairs doing the fucking pre-fucking jumping jacks and stretch shit that we had to do. And he comes trucking up the stairs and he, guys, who shit in my locker? And our PE teacher was like, don't say that. Nobody shit in your locker. Nobody would do that. And he was like, there's shit in my locker. So
I remember somebody like pissed on somebody's belongings and my that's the one I remember is they just like pissed God. On somebody's shit. Like Dalton, did you like leave the podcast to start cooking an entire meal?
No. He doesn't know how to cook an entire meal.
Chicken. Jesus it, Christ.
Do I hear a skillet? No, it's water. Oh. You have that? Yeah. In this shithole, running water?
He has a fancy sink in his bathroom.
Yeah, he does. It's so hipster. Fuck.
It's so out of place.
What the fuck?
But the faucet in the kitchen, when you turn it off, it still runs for a second.
He also has a cold water bidet.
Yes, he does. Get that nice stream of water right up your poop.
I don't even know if he buys toilet paper anymore.
No, there's toilet paper in there. It's on like a wire.
It's on a coat hanger.
Like a twisted up coat hanger hanging.
You know, he probably steals that from his place of employment.
Wouldn't be surprised. Dalton, are you scummy enough to steal toilet paper?
Dalton?
I don't think he heard us. He's chewing. I can hear him chewing.
Hear his lips slapping
he's
together.
Like 20 feet away. Jesus Christ.
You eat like a cow.
You chewing your cud, brother?
He's Otis from Back to the Barnyard, and we just haven't noticed yet. Oh, God. He's just actually a cow.
Jesus Christ.
Are you done yet?
He's ignoring us, I think.
My God.
This is...
He could have gave Cooper a mic or something.
You're an essential part of this podcast, yeah, believe it or not.
You're literally in the fucking picture.
Right.
Cody doesn't even have a picture up yet. They don't even know what he looks like.
Well, I always tag Cody in the back part because he's the backbone of this. So
I tag him too. So.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm the backbone.
I can't
of anything.
Tag Dalton in anything because he's a stupid bitch.
Yeah. Literally,
I had my settings fucked up. I'm back. I'm sorry. There was chicken in the fridge and I had to consume it.
Oh, and it was calling his name. I'm surprised you guys couldn't hear it. Just Dalton.
So what's it had bacon wrapped around it?
What
barbecue
is? What,
sauce.
Let's take it's note amazing. Of what's in your gut. What have you eaten since you woke up?
At I had two waffles.
2:45.
Two waffles, syrup. Woke up at 2:45, right?
No, not 2:45. It was 2:00.
Okay, woke up at 2:00. Two waffles with syrup. Mm-hmm. What energy drink did you have? You had a Bang?
I had a Bang.
And then you hit the peanut whiskey.
Star Blast.
The peanut whiskey.
Peanut whiskey.
Cottage cheese. One bite of spoiled roast beef. And chicken.
Yeah.
And that's everything?
Covers the physical it? Embodiment of health here.
Jesus
ladies and
Christ.
Gentlemen.
And he just had to suppress a belt.
How are you not dead?
Oh my God, Dalton.
I don't know. Between
my shit diet and the smoking hoarding. Every day.
Yeah.
And
you used to not. The smoking thing. I don't, you know.
Yeah, that just kind of happened.
We've I know that, like.
And I'm trying to quit it, but.
I exposed you to enough secondhand smoke when I was a smoker. Like, I mean, I get why, but, yeah. I mean, you know.
Fuck it. Why not do this too?
Yeah, vape.
Yeah, but that doesn't go in your tummy.
Yeah.
That's for your lungs.
Yeah, that don't go in the tummy. I don't think nicotine could survive in your stomach.
No, honestly, I don't think many things could.
I was wonderful at all sports.
Also,
I was in marching band.
I think that might have been your only sport.
Hey. Listen, Dalton and I, we can get busy on some hacky sack.
Dalton got cut from the fourth grade basketball team.
Unless you got a hacky sack.
My friend was Dalton's neighbor growing up, and he said, I've never seen someone play so much basketball and not actually be on the team. Like, Dalton had commitment. You were in the driveway every day.
He posted on Facebook. Not even kidding.
I'm not even saying that you're trash or anything. I'm just saying you played an obscene amount of basketball. Yeah.
So Dalton posted on Facebook, I was just outside shooting hoops, and it started snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And this motherfucker, because I was at his house, was in basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Probably angrily shooting a basketball because I would not come outside in fucking December and play basketball with him.
I was committed, okay?
Your basketball hoop got fucking mileage, brother. Like,
sure. Yeah, he was. And, I mean, you could get injured and Dalton would be like, get up. I'm not done. Get up.
Get up.
Dalton could get injured.
Yeah.
I once watched him fall over a lawnmower, land on his tailbone, cry.
I watched Dalton almost like bust a fucking like a college football athlete from a decent school. You almost busted his ass in a game of like basketball. Like,
I think I did end up winning.
You're decent.
If I remember correctly. You were damn close. Yeah. I want to give it to you, but I don't know if you cleaned it up or not.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. I know it was like, super close.
For sure. It definitely was.
Like, I think I had 19. He might have had 21.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was fucking impressive.
I know the third guy did not do as hot.
No.
But.
Wherever he's at.
Probably prison.
Hopefully.
Got him.
Anyway, I kind of got the vibe that you were shitting on marching band a minute ago.
Where?
Well, when I said I was in marching band, you kind of laughed. And let me tell you. It fucked.
Other kids
it
in
fucked
marching
your knee
band.
Up. It fucked your back.
Fucked my knee. Fucked my back.
Fucked your
cool points.
I once
got hit in the mouth so hard with a flag, I thought I died.
How many times did you face plant?
Never. Never. I finished a show on my knees, but in the position where I was supposed to be concussed because my baritone hit me in the temple.
Was this on a webcam? Oh, my bad.
No. it was on the wonderful Trojan Hill.
That's amazing. I wish I could have seen it.
It was great. I mean, concussed. Out of it. Rolled into position. Landed on my knees. Right as I'm coming back up. Bonk. Hurt so bad.
You got a concussion from a baritone.
In marching band.
Yeah, because I had to cover a lot of ground.
That might be the pussiest.
Pussiest.
Concussion I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Can you spell?
Pussiest.
Pussiest?
P-U-S-S-I-U-T? I don't know.
U-T? You stupid bitch.
Fucking no.
You're right. You did so great. You would have done grammatically
E-T.
Perfectly.
E-S-T.
You E-S-T. Fucking pussy. Idiot.
Est.
Yeah.
Est. Not ust.
Well. Like best. Or vest, you own one of those, don't you?
I can't spell without looking at it, okay? It just, that's how my brain works.
Gotcha, yeah. Visual learner.
Yeah.
Dalton also spells things the way they sound, which I often follow. That's the one thing I'll give him.
Sure.
Is he might spell something unbelievably incorrectly, but it makes sense with how the word is pronounced.
For sure.
Except for the wrong forms of two and there.
Well, that happens, you know? Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll do it.
We can't all be great at grammar all the time.
There's a thing with software called garbage in, garbage out, and so like you've completely fucked your autocorrect. It's fine.
Probably, yeah.
Yes.
There's a chance, I suppose.
I'm 100% convinced. I could type a sentence in your phone, and it would still sound like you typed it.
Probably, yeah. And even sometimes, like, I know what I'm typing is wrong, and I'll, like, try to adjust it, and autocorrect, like, switches it back. So I'm like, all right,
you give up.
Whatever.
Yeah. Low effort. Not worth it.
Your phone freaked out.
What are you doing where sometimes it just puts asterisks?
No, I do that to correct misspellings that I've made.
Oh, I thought you were cursing and it just put an asterisk through it.
I mainly, if I do curse, sometimes I'm doing voice to text, like if I'm driving or something.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll asterisk a curse word.
Yeah, because you don't seem like the kind of guy to censor yourself.
No.
You just be like, guys, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We had a spat like teenage girls.
I started a roast battle the other day in the group chat.
I fucked your boyfriend because it made me so mad.
Oh,
so,
God.
In
well,
true
that's
teenage
fine.
Girl fashion.
Yeah. I fucked your dad. So.
Okay.
Wow.
One upens. Do you have a live grandfather, Mick? Or Cody?
I'm not for sure.
That doesn't
Mick
surprise
does
me.
Mick does kind of look like a grandfather.
I look like a toddler. The fuck do you mean?
You look
He's
like
got
a
the
mixed,
body proportions of a literal toddler.
You've got like the sunglasses and the haircut of a grandfather.
It's my receding hairline, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got one of those bitches too.
You so look you like you run it.
His is way worse than any of us.
Oh, yeah.
You look like you run a newspaper.
Oh, dude, I wish.
But like really poorly.
Yeah.
And you still manage to do a lot
and
of cocaine
I would just
while doing
fake
it.
Like, I'm pretty
fake
sure things. If you're doing a newspaper, it's coming out of the basement of your house.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
But not your house, like your mom's house.
Like either your mom's house or you found an abandoned building
that you're sharing with meth addicts.
There's a raccoon
upstairs.
Can I
write a newspaper?
Out of
your side room right there?
Bro, there's probably plenty of room on top of the piles of shit.
If you throw all the garbage away out of that room, you might be able to fit a printing press in there.
I'm like, why are you so opposed to getting a roommate, especially the homeboy?
Well, no, I wasn't serious. I wouldn't want to live with Dalton.
I wouldn't either.
Or these dogs.
I wouldn't either.
I like living alone.
My point was, like, splitting his rent would undoubtedly be advantageous.
Yeah, I found a much better apartment for Dalton, and he shot me down.
Yeah?
He was like, you should move.
Ooh.
You don't have to be a student.
But it's,
fuck living there.
But yeah. There's college.
Okay, wait.
It's
there's,
literally cheaper.
No. But there's
and it's not
like
a trash.
No, there's perks. Every year when school starts, like there's at least going to be five dudes that knock on your door and say like, "Bro, I'll sell you weed." So like you've got like all the weed that you could ever possibly want. There's parties outside. You don't have to leave your house to go to the parties.
And
yeah,
all the
exactly.
Police.
I don't party.
I once watched a dude
so it's
piss
like,
into a beer bong that was on top of the building. There.
Facts.
I don't party, so wild. That's just going to get annoying for
me. Oh, yeah, it would be, like, yeah. But I'm just saying, it looked nicer than here, and I thought it was a good option for you.
Yeah.
You take all the shit I have in here, and this apartment probably looks nice, too.
You would have chick neighbors.
No. Your walls are a permanent yellow, and that has nothing to do with you.
It's a weird land.
We just have to do this for a little bit longer. Todd will get the farm. It'll be great.
Yeah. I mean, none of this has to be professional. You know, that's not what we're here for.
But there will be cows mooing in the background.
That's,
and I'll probably have to go out and yell at him.
I'm going to do an entire episode on top of a cow.
Yeah.
No. There's one of the cows. He's the bull. His name is Andy.
Andy?
Can we put Mick on him?
No. He acts like
he's
a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a big
terrifying.
Puppy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's a ton of meat.
Yeah. Yep.
Throwing you against a fence.
No, like, yeah, he's going to...
All right, I'll stick you in there, bro.
He's going to snuggle you with 1,200 pounds of force. Like.
You ain't never been with cows before?
I have, but not one that wants to snuggle 100% of the time. Like, I go in there to feed him sometimes. Homeboy's just jumping in a circle around me, waiting for me to get to my back, and then just be like, oh, hell yeah, I'm coming in, boy.
Right.
Well, he could be trying to fuck you.
He probably could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
a little bit of feed a little farther down the fence line. And then you sneak on in there because his fat ass is just like, oh, hell yeah, food.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Agriculture girls are like well aware, like whenever they're on their cycle and stuff, like the animals know. And it's kind of creepy.
What?
Like, they just like stare at them. They can smell it.
What?
Yeah.
Whenever girls have their period, most animals want to fuck them, yes.
Yeah, and it's like a
because
thing.
Animals go into heat.
Like horses.
I know they go into heat, but
horses and bulls can tell when a girl is on her cycle and it'll like change their behavior. Like,
so will dolphins.
They like focus on her, they'll fuck with her, bite her, shit like that. Like, yeah.
Dude, like I knew that ostriches are usually sexually attracted to humans.
Yeah.
But
that's weird. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
That's the one pussy.
Do you guys know like dolphins are super rapey?
Yeah, dolphins rape people.
Yeah,
it's like an average of, like 14 a year.
Yeah, there's like
too high.
There's
me.
A picture of like some white college girl getting railed by a dolphin. She's like, oh my god, it's like so quirky. Like,
yeah,
so quirky.
Oh, I'm so quirky.
Yeah, LOL. The dolphin is fucking my leg.
He's not trying to get in that leg.
Yeah.
So happens. Okay, Cody, I really want to talk about the nappy-headed hoe situation.
Cut it.
All right.
Why can't you cut it up?
So we're
cut it up.
I draw a lot of inspiration from old mid-2000s radio shows that said a lot of shit that would not fly today. And of that, there was a radio host named Don Imus, who did a lot of sports reporting, from my understanding. And Don Imus was watching a basketball game. I think maybe it was a Tennessee women's basketball game, wherein he referred to the majority African-American team as a bunch of nappy-headed hoes. And while it's cringy and fucked up and
kind of... By God, one of the funniest things I've ever fucking heard.
In context, it's fucked up.
He did.
Out of context,
right.
It's hilarious.
But the issue at hand is the boys wanted me to chop that up into some kind of intro on this podcast.
To where it was just like, Jesus.
Like the silky smooth beat.
And then
nappy headed hoes.
Everybody
from some like 70-year-old white dude.
Come on.
Who has no business talking about hoes.
There's four people in this organization. We're at a stalemate.
You know what? Two out of the three of us are usually the ones talking.
Four of us.
Right? So, yeah.
But he's got a mic.
Three out of the four of us are usually ones talking. So that means three of our votes actually matter.
Are you hitting Cody with the three fists compromise?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's still a tiebreaker. Oh. Wait, no, it's not. Never mind. I did Dalton math. My bad.
Dalton's sitting over here like, South of Rise again.
You're horrified. Nick is
fucking... I just wasn't expecting him to say that in that situation.
No, it's, yeah, it may not happen.
Make you look like you only know how to cook hot dogs and mac and cheese.
I'm an awful cook.
Awful cook.
Mick looks like the only reason he knows how to cook those things is so he can get children in his van.
You look like the kid would get in the van for mac and cheese, motherfucker.
Let's back that up for a second. I definitely would.
What
back
kind it up of like pedophile the pedophile shows up with mac and cheese?
A fucking good one, Chuck.
Jesus Christ. Listen, all I have to do to get Dalton into a van is show him one bent up bike spoke and be like, come get it.
Got $2,000 on a bike that doesn't even pedal right
now. Is that a true machine? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Randy, you can fix in here.
Hey, I have cheap Chinese shit in the back of my van. I heard you had a little bit of wall space left.
Oh, my God.
Gets on the Wish app for his home decor. Gonna
say, we could probably get, like, an ad for Wish. And yeah. Just video.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Wish, Amazon, Etsy.
Because, okay, that's the thing. Like, Wish's advertising strategy, like, if you're ever just scrolling down your Facebook, they'll show you crack pipes and cock rings and shit. And it's just, like, controversial to try to get you to click on shit.
Well, we ready to wrap this up, boys?
Yes, sir.
All righty. This has been episode 3 with Mick. Dalton. And your boy, Todd. Good
and
fucking
Cody.
Night.
Whoa, whoa,
oh, yeah,
whoa,
Cody
whoa,
got a mic, too. Sorry.
Jesus Christ for getting people.
The wonderful producer Cody got a mic this time.
I'm behind the scenes. I don't know, man.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Is Mick going to say I love you on the end of this?
What, you want me to?
I feel like that's like our thing at the end, isn't it?
We didn't do it every time, but yeah.
I did it, what, the first one or the second one?
Well,
the
first one, I think.
You did it on the second one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, like what Todd said, thanks for listening. I love you guys. Bye.